Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's a Tuesday morning. It's me, Dave, Community Connections on Basingstoke Radio on the telephone. It is that time for Claire, the garden editor. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm very well. We're at the last dreg end of September. How did that happen?
I don't know. It goes really quick, doesn't it? It's just like super quick. Before you know it, you blink, you go to bed, and when you wake up, it's October.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the C word yet, but I just don't know where September has gone. It feels like it's gone in a blink of an eye. But yet the nights are drawing in. Getting out the cardigans, getting out the tights and big socks already.
That's right. Yeah, getting out your winter wardrobe, aren't you? That's right. Packing your summer wardrobe away and getting out your winter wardrobe.
Exactly, and I thought that's what we could talk about tonight,
Yeah.
today, whatever. On the podcast, we're going to talk about basically resetting your garden because autumn is a brilliant time. As you know, I'm a big fan of autumn is a season. There's 3 months of autumn. It's a nice long season. It's not just everything finished and that's it. But it's a great time to kind of assess what's worked well in your garden, what's not worked well, and then there's plenty of time to kind of get things sorted. So you're not kind of in that scurry funging panic in spring, trying to do everything all at once. You can kind of do some stuff in the autumn when the soil is beautifully warm. It's nice and moist now after all this rain. But there's lots of light and it's much easier to get things moved around and shifted around. So I thought we'd do a bit of a refresher on that, if that's okay.
Yeah, that is perfect. All right, away you go then.
Okay, so first off, this is a bit of thing you can do while scrolling on your phone. Look back at any photos you have taken of your garden this year because we think we can remember what things look like in May or in February or in March, but it's very, very hard to actually do that accurately. And if you've got photos, they will show you oh, look, that's really nice there. Oh, that's looking a bit big. Or, oh, is that even a weed? Do I even want to have that in my garden? So sit down with a cup of tea or, a glass of fizzy water or whatever, and have a look back through the garden, through the year, and you'll be able to see what's worked well, and maybe you'll see what's not worked well. Sometimes plants grow out of the space you thought they had. And this is one I say to people when we're gardening, we're not just planting outdoor sofas, they're not just one static shape. Plants grow, they kind of move themselves sometimes over the years. They take up more space, they kind of crowd out other plants. So it's a constant little bit of a shuffle around. So look back through your photos and see who are the thugs who need to be tamed or moved. And equally, you might think, well, that plant, it used to be fully sunny there when I planted it, and it's a plant for full sun. But there might be a tree which has grown up over the last couple of years, which is causing shade. And that plant, which might have been happy, might not be as happy that way. And you might feel, oh, it didn't flower as well, or it wasn't looking as good as it used to be. So those kind of things are worth just checking through. So that's the kind of the homework bit, because it is back to school. We're back to school, Dave. Sharpen pencils,
Oh,
pencil cases at the ready.
we're not doing Latin this week, are we?
No,
Oh, that's
no.
right
I
then.
tell you,
Okay.
let's see if we can do a whole podcast without me doing any Latin. That's a good challenge, isn't
Yeah,
it?
all right. Yeah, good challenge that.
Okay. It is. So now once you've gone and looked through those things or look through other people's, sometimes if you live with someone, they might be able to help you with these things if you're not quite sure what a plant is, or you can put a lot of things, a lot of your photos, you can put them into plant identifiers, available on your Android or iPhone, and they're not 100% accurate, but they'll give you good shout most of the time. And then this is the time of year, once you've worked out who needs to be moved around, it's a great time of year to get that done. The reason is you could see the plant because it's normally at this time of year, it's still got something on the top of it, which is growing. It might look a bit tatty, it might look a bit rubbish, but it's still a plant. Whereas if you try and move things in spring, you're trying to remember what that root ball might become in the future, or what those two little leaves, or what that little twiggy bit looks like. And it is much, much harder to accurately dig up and move the right thing when there's not a lot of it. Whereas if there is a lot of it, you're much more likely to be able to look at your phone, think, oh yeah, those plants, that's that flower which is purple, it's now looking a bit brown, but I know what that is, and I know therefore how I can move it. So that's why we do it now. And then it comes to like lifting plants around. So first things off is if you've got any weeds around the area, like things like nettles or brambles, give all that a really good cut back. You want to cut back that stuff before it gets in even more into your soil over the winter and gets itself all cozy, because those things can spread and can kind of suppress and kind of smother your plants that you do want. So edit out as many as you can of the weeds. And then if there is a plant you want to move, it's a very simple thing. You look at it and you look at how big it is in the ground, and you try and dig about up to 50% larger around it and then 50% under it. And the reason is because depending on the plant, the root ball for that plant might be quite small. But equally, it might be quite wide and large. And if you dig too narrowly, you're going to chop off a lot of the roots. And that means that when you do move it, it's like moving me with only one meal a day rather than three meals a day. And I can tell you, I will not be happy on one meal a day. How about you, Dave? Are you any good at surviving on one meal a day?
No.
No,
Definitely not. No. Is that
you sound a
right?
bit
Is that right
scared.
when they say about trees that the height of a tree normally is the length of their roots?
I mean,
Outwards,
some
is
have
that?
what's So sometimes they have what's called the root plate for trees. Sometimes it can be quite shallow, which is sometimes, you know, after a storm, you see these trees go over and you'll be quite surprised at how shallow the roots are.
Yeah.
But they can be very, very wide, as wide as the tree canopy. It's a bit not quite like an iceberg where most of the iceberg is underground, but a lot of what the plant is actually under the ground doing the work. The roots are the things which power your plants. So that's why I say be a bit cautious, and even if you're kind of scraping back the top soil, you're starting to see some roots go a bit wider, and it's a faff. I won't deny that, but it is worth doing it. And then what you're going to want to do is lift as much of that plant with all the soil intact around that root ball. And the reason why is this is magic, but each plant has got its own fungal colonies around the roots, which are
All right.
specific to that plant. So there's tiny little bugs in the soil which have a symbiotic relationship with that plant, and they excrete nutrients which the plants take up, and in turn the roots feed those microorganisms. If you shake off all the soil and just move it, what we call bare root, you're losing all that kind of microbiome, all that kind of culture that that plant has developed. And that, you know, sometimes we have to do that, but it's better if you can to retain some of the soil with it. The one time you don't want to do that is if you've got lots of weeds tied up in it, and you might have to like tease out all the weed roots as well, in which case it's definitely worth just moving with clean roots and losing the microbiome and then rebuilding that where you plant it again. And then when you come to plant it, you find your place where you want to put it. Again, clear out all the weeds, make sure you've got enough room, make sure you've kind of thought about where does it need to be. So if it was a plant which was in full sun but then was in part shade because of tree growth, find somewhere which is nice and full sunny again. You might need to add a bit more soil to kind of pack down those roots. You don't want air pockets around the roots, because as I say, the roots do breathe, but they need a bit of oxygen, but they also need contact with that soil, because that's what actually gets the nutrients into them. And then you're going to backfill that, which is a posh word for pushing all the soil back in around the plant, and you're going to give it a really good water. Even if we've got rain forecast, and by a really good water, you know, if it's a plant about a foot across, I'd be saying a whole watering can on that plant. Just give it a really good drink. And then when you do that, you might find that the soil is loosened or lowered a bit because of all that water has got rid of all those air pockets. So you just push back the soil again over any of those roots and give it a good old firm in, harder than you think you want to. It's a bit like newborn babies. They're actually quite tough plants. You know, you don't need to be too delicate with them. And that is how we move a plant. It's very straightforward, and I think people feel a bit worried about doing it because they feel like they need permission. But you could change a painting in your kitchen, or you know, repaint the fence, or repaint your sitting room. And the same with the plants in your garden. You can move them around and kind of get a better look, or get the plants to be happier where they are. And it just means you're giving them a better life. And you know, it's free. It's your garden, so it's a good thing to do this time of
Yeah,
year.
because I think a lot of people are probably too scared about moving them in case they sort of kill them off, really, aren't they?
Indeed, in case they kill them off. But again, a lot of it is if you just move them and to make sure that you think about that root ball, that's what's going to power that plant next year. Even if the top looks a bit sad after you've moved it, I wouldn't worry too much about that. What you want is those roots to get down and get cuddly in that new soil over autumn before they go into dormancy. And if you feel really brave, you can do something called dividing plants, where you dig up a plant, as we've said just before, the same way, nice and wide around and below. And you literally get a garden spade or a fork and you just chop it into bits and you can replant those bits. Plants are very clever. If I chopped you into three bits, we wouldn't have three Daves. We'd
No,
have
you
one
wouldn't. No,
dead
you're a bit of
Dave.
a mess, actually, I would have
And
thought.
I'd have one dead Dave and a very large criminal record.
Yeah, probably.
But you can chop a lot of plants into bits and they regenerate from those roots to three genetically identical plants. That's another way that you can't do it with every single plant. It's always worth checking to see if you can divide these plants, but it's a really good way of increasing your plants for nothing. And yes, you might have a failure. A failure is part of gardening. We all kill plants. I've killed loads, more than I care to admit, but most professional gardeners, we've killed lots, and it's just the curiousness about why that didn't work. So if you lift up a geranium, for instance, a hardy geranium, and you chop it into three bits, if two of those bits work and one doesn't, you've still got a 50% increase. You're still winning and you're still learning and experiencing the joy of growing something yourself and doing something for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Take the risk, isn't it? Take the risk and try it.
I mean, in the nicest possible way, in the world in which we live, with all the things outside of our control, just doing a simple thing in your own garden can give you a huge amount of mental well-being. And at the end of the day, it's a plant, okay? Maybe don't do it unless you're very certain if it's like a really heirloom one and it's your great aunt Maud's plant. But at the end of the day, a lot of plants are just plants, and we can just, don't worry too much about it. Just feel the fear and do it anyway.
Okay, so just a quick recap then. Have a look on your phone. Have a look at your
Yep.
garden for what it was like during the summer.
Yep.
Seems like months ago, didn't it, when you say summer?
Yeah.
And then maybe have a look at see if you're going to move some of your plants around, change the space for it, or maybe just take it out completely, put it in the front garden and not the back garden. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Or give it away. If you
Or give
think,
it
you know
away.
what?
Yes, right. Yeah.
Give it away, or do a plant swap. Those are really popular as well. Quite often you see, like in local Facebook groups for your local area, people will have been digging up and dividing, and it's a great way of increasing plants and making friends locally and making connections. Yes.
And a good way of saving money as well, isn't it, really?
It's a great way of saving money. It means less plastic, less carbon
Yeah.
emissions, less money coming out of your pocket. And I think we can all agree those are good things to do. And then just remember to give everything a good weed and give everything a really nice, good drink of water after you've kind of done this big surgery on the plants.
Wardrobe change, garden wardrobe change.
Exactly. We're getting our autumn gear on. We're sorting out. We're opening up the cupboard, looking at the things we've not looked at for a while and just eyeballing them, saying, do I really love you still? Or maybe I could repurpose you or combine you in a different way. So have fun. It's your own garden.
Do you know what I'm saying when I do that?
What's that?
Does it still fit?
Yes, and indeed for the same way for plants, because some plants do outgrow their space,
They do,
or
yeah.
you outgrow the plant. Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's the same way. But do you know what, in the same way that clothes we outgrow, we'll donate to charity, or we'll give to someone else, or we can repurpose. We can do the same with our plants. Nothing is
Absolutely.
going to waste. Even if
Absolutely.
you put it in your green waste bin, it will still be turned into compost. So nothing will go to waste.
All right. Okay, that's good. Now, we're going to speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. So we're going to do a what we're going to do a Q&A, aren't we? In a couple of weeks.
Yes, I thought we could do a Q&A, just to pick up on how people's gardening year has gone. If people want to kind of say what their highlights or what they've struggled with, any particular questions that people have got. So, dear listeners, just get in touch with us and we'd be delighted to help. You know how to get contact with Dave or I. We've got various ways of doing it, haven't we?
We certainly have. You can contact the studio. It's studio@basingstokecommunityradio.org.uk. That's an email. If you want to do that, you're more than welcome. And I will pass those questions on to Claire, ready for a couple of weeks' time. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? I like doing the Q&As. I learn a lot from those.
I think the listeners have the best questions. I just love them. I just have a real sense of all the different gardens and gardeners and listeners we have, and it's just such a joy that we have such interesting questions which really challenge me. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, it means you've got to come and do some homework.
Always homework, but no Latin so far. That's what I'm
That's
saying this time.
right. It's good. All right then. Okay. So we're going to see you in a couple of weeks. But what's the song for today?
Well,
I'm trying to think of what it could be, and I'm a bit flummoxed on it really, because it's like wardrobey thing. I can't really think of a song with the title wardrobe in it.
No. Well, I thought wardrobey, but I also thought autumn. And
Oh,
is there
okay.
anything more peak
Jumper,
autumn
jumper,
wardrobe?
jumper.
Close.
Jumper. Oh, okay.
Jumper with like a slit down the front of it in a kind of a cardigan-y type way.
Ah, I
I
would see.
thought,
Now that opens it up to it
yeah.
could be a band or it could be
It
a
could be a
title of a
band.
song, couldn't it?
Yeah, and I was very close to going with the title of band, but I thought we should
Go then.
go with the title of the song, which is Cardigan, and it is by that lovely artist, Taylor Swift.
Thank you very much. We'll get that on for you very, very shortly. In the meantime, have a great rest of the day, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks then, Claire. Is that all right?
Enjoy, and thanks so much.
I'll speak to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's Claire, the garden editor. And if you've got any questions you want Claire to answer, then send in an email and I will pass them over to Claire ready for 2 weeks' time. Right, talking about cardigans and Taylor Swift, let's get the song on, shall we?
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.